We are joined by our last guest of the show. We are doing a special IEB metric roundup. We joined by Benjamin Levy Atti. He is from King David Linksfield also. He's not just a top achiever, he's the head boy there. He is one of King David Linksfield's matriculants that was on the IEB commendable achievements list, meaning he got within the top 5% in 5 subjects and achieved a rating level of 7 in life orientation. Benjamin, good afternoon. Well done to you. What are your plans going forward? Are you going to study? Are you going to take a gap year?
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. It's we're really proud of.
Thank you.
We're getting a lot of naches here.
So glad to hear. So my plans for next year is that, or this year rather, is that I'm on the Limud program with Bnei Akiva.
Okay.
I'll be touring Israel for the year, going around. I do a bit of everything, a bit of touring, a bit of yeshiva, a bit of volunteering. I get to spend some time on a mechina, which is very, very exciting, actually.
That does sound exciting. That sounds like a gap year, but a working gap year. You're going to be teaching. Well, you're going to be learning new skills. I don't know, working with younger people.
100%. You know, I heard someone great said to me, you know, a gap year is more a year of growth than a year of not doing anything. So definitely I ascribe to that philosophy and going to keep myself as busy as possible.
Fantastic. But after the, if we can think even further ahead, you know, if we, after your year in Israel, I'm not going to call it a gap year, what would you like to study? Of the subjects you took, I'm going to ask you the same question, I think, that I asked one of your classmates. What are you passionate about? What did you love to study?
Well, the truth is, I loved all my subjects for different reasons. That's why I took them. I loved accounts because I loved business. I loved history because I loved learning about people. I loved maths and English. The truth is that's actually my problem when it comes to choosing an occupation after the gap year, is that I'm a little bit caught between kind of two trains of thought, between actuarial science and medicine.
Okay.
Because I love the mathematical side of it. I love the crunching numbers, the, you know, discussing statistics and trends and analysis. But then I also, I'm very passionate about people, and that's why I'd want to do medicine.
That was actually my problem.
Well, so, that you guys were just too good at too many
honestly,
things.
No, honestly, like, I loved biology and I was like, oh, should I try like chemistry or whatever? And I loved accounting and I was like, should I go the commerce route? But also there was performing arts because I used to do music and, you know, acting and all of that stuff. So I was really confused. So this is why in varsity I started doing pharmacy for 2 years. Then I changed to BCom and now I'm in media, basically doing performing arts.
I'm blown away, Zinati and Benjamin. What happens when you're just so good at so many things, and then the hardest part is, oh, well, I have to cut down
right,
now.
We're just too good.
Where do I put the 24 hours? Can I shave another half hour off my sleep schedule? I don't know. A little bit foreign to me.
Yeah, so I understand exactly how you feel.
But Zinati, away from you for just 1 second and back to Benjamin.
That was all about me.
You can tell today that we're trying to hog the limelight, Benjamin, but it is honestly all about you guys. So you're choosing between actuarial science and medicine.
At the moment, yes.
I don't suppose you can.
It might change the next 2 months. But,
right. Well, you've got a whole year more or less to figure it out.
That's why also I'm hoping, you know, I mean, it is crazy that, you know, at the age of 18, we have to choose kind of what we want to do for the rest of our lives.
It's true. It's very true.
So that's why, you know, kind of maybe a bit more time, a bit more maturity might make that decision just a little bit easier.
Yeah, I think those are wise words. I think even our line of questioning is like, what are you going to do now? You know,
yeah.
I think if it were me, if I was the one getting 18 or 28 or 35 distinctions, I'd be like, I am going to take all the new CDs and all the new presents my parents bought me for doing so well, and I'm going to lock myself in the room, or I'm going to party for 2 days, or go camping, or something, yeah. You know?
I mean, look, I mean, we've had a nice little break now, definitely, but, you know, if you want to tell my parents to spoil me, that would be great.
Yes. Mr. Benjamin, how do you pronounce your surname?
Sorry, Atti.
Mr. and Mrs. Atti, if you're listening to Benjamin now, you obviously need to spoil him a lot more. You know, he'll need all sorts of gear for Israel, maybe camping gear or new shoes or something like that. But yeah, you know, I'm completely unbiased. Just whatever he wants. Last couple of questions for you, Benjamin. You are head boy. You are obviously a student leader. You're going to get involved with Limud program in Israel. What would you say as a student leader, what would define your generation, and what do you think are the biggest challenges that you know face, that you and your companions face at the moment today?
Our generation.
No hard questions, just little ones, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the first thing that stands out to me is obviously, you know, we're the first generation really to our joke about, you know, comes out of the womb holding an iPhone, which is something that I think as parents, as people, as society, we've never actually dealt with a generation like this before where, you know, literally every single piece of information we could ever want is at the tip of our fingers, and it's a Google search away. And I think that's brought with it, of course, unbelievable results, but it's also brought with it, certainly I've seen it on the side of education, kind of a, you know, us having to rethink about how students are learning or what we're learning, especially, you know, often when you're learning stuff by heart, especially in today's time, I'm kind of sitting there saying, well, what's the point? Why do I care? You know, I can search this all and get it in 5 minutes off Wikipedia.
Correct. And we had a letter we read from the CEO of the IEB, well, excerpts from it saying, are we training matriculants just to retain a little bit of the vast knowledge of a subject and to replicate it 2 weeks later or 2 months later? Or are we teaching students how to think? Can I ask you a question, Benjamin? You and your classmates, are you learning by tablet digitally? Did you make a lot of notes with pen or maybe pencil and paper for matric?
So I'm personally, I'm a very pro the technology revolution. Not so much making notes would often be, you know, coming home and typing them up after the class more than in the class typing on a tablet or on a computer.
Mm.
It's hard. I think we're still, there's a weird gap in the industry where I think we're still maybe missing a couple of key products needed to kind of, you know, convert classrooms from your typical, you know, what we have pen and paper environment to a completely digital environment. It's slowly coming along. I remember in grade 8, we had technology courses. I know the younger grades now have started working a lot more on kind of, you know, making presentations, using technology, using kind of 21st century equipment. But there is still a bit to go in that way, I'd say, between the bridge of technology and in the classrooms. It's a slow process.
Benjamin Atti, top achiever for King David Linksfield, also head boy. Thanks so much for chatting to us today. I think it was fantastic. We in studio at home, we wish you all the best for your year in Israel. Not a gap year, a year of growth, a year of community service and leadership. And, you and your classmates are wonderful. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Benjamin Atti.